episode 31 of your Walt Disney World Memories podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Disney World memory. Today's request comes from my good friend Jessica. She sent it about a year, maybe or so ago. Yeah, sorry, Jessica. Her request was from Muppet Vision 3D. She wrote, "I have one request. I would love to hear any audio you have from Muppet Vision 3D in the Hollywood Studios. I used to watch The Muppet Show when I was little. It was one of my favorite shows. When I went to Disney for the first time in 2002, that 3D show was the first show that I saw. Not only was it hilarious, but it was also my first exposure to the amazing 3D technology that Disney uses, and I was completely impressed with the quality of the show. It is one of my favorite shows in WDW. I also think that the pre-show beforehand with the three televisions in the queue room is so funny. My little sister loves to quote from it." Of course, I'm with you, Jessica. Muppet Vision is far more than just a 3D movie and is truly one of the funniest attractions in the park. There is so much to see and hear. As a word of advice, take time to walk through the queue looking everywhere. Check out all the waiting room during the pre-show and catch the whole pre-show. If you have to wait a cycle to see it, just do that. It's so worth it. In any case, the audio we'll hear today is from our infamous anniversary trip to Walt Disney World in 2006. We just walk straight up, grab our glasses, and step inside the show building into the pre-show, which has already started. Sadly, we missed the very beginning with the guys sending the sponsor logo straight. Yeah, I don't take my own advice here. I'm sorry, guys. So Scooter walks on, looks at the three different screens, and the show progresses from there. We're ushered into the main auditorium shortly after, and the laughs continue, of course. And the show goes off without, well, too much of a hitch, and we get to exit right out to the right. So sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive this memory with lots of laughs.
Where are their glasses?
We did see this one.
Yes. Excuse me.
I'm sorry. I put the glasses on too far.
Thank you.
getting ready.
Uh-oh, great, great. I've got a whole new act in a 3D movie. Just wait here, I'll get out. Okay, get ready, girls. Scooter, I'd like to present the 3Ds.
Hi, I'm Dorothy.
I'm Dinah.
I'm Max. Yes, Debbie was sick, so the union sent me.
Debbie was sick, so do you.
Stopping in the middle is distinctly unpatriotic. Second, do not
attempt to walk while wearing your 3D glasses, you may trip. And frankly, you look... What are you doing?
I'm just showing how you can trip if you walk with your glasses on.
Will you stop this foolishness?
What foolishness would you like to see?
Will you get out of here?
Yes.
What now?
We're almost ready, Sam.
Oh, fine. Okay, thank you, Skinner. Now, the performers will all go in the theater first, and then you, the audience, will be admitted. All right, performers, let us enter in an orderly fashion and provide an example. Yeah! Will somebody please take over?
Welcome to another Vision TV presented by Kodak. As the doors to your right will be opening towards you, we ask you please stand behind this red line for your own safety. When you're inside the theater, please select a row and move all the way across that row. Make room for all those guests behind you. Please do reserve the top row for our guests traveling in wheelchairs and their parties. Just a reminder, please do not put on your 3D glasses until you are safely seated in the theater and have been instructed to do so. Again, thank you for joining us at the Vision 3D presented by Kodak.
Drop the phone. Look back there. There's a net and it's got a bunch of colored cubes. What does it look like? Kind of looks like a net full of jello, huh?
Okay.
A net full of jello? A net full of jello? That's the Mickey Mouse Club, Annette Filagello, Annette Funicello. Bad joke. Anywhere.
For those guests just entering, we still have 25 seats first row.
Second, yeah.
We still have 20 seats first row. 20 seats first row. Front row. Those guests just entering, we still have seats in the second row. Second row for those guests just entering.
Fairly full show.
Glasses, Kodak proudly presents Jim Henson's Muppet Vision 3D.
Center. See,
here in this modern high-tech facility.
Hey! Careful!
Here in this modern high-tech facility, we have perfected Muppet Vision 3D, a new film process which we're about to demonstrate to you. Now, working the projector is an old friend of ours, the Swedish Chef. Chef, everything okay?
Peter, open, open, your machine and just go in your snooty snooty.
Exactly. And our demonstration includes a little song from this piggy.
Did
I say little? I meant to say it's a huge, show-stopping major song from Miss Piggy.
That's more like it.
Good. And we've also got a big musical finale from Sam Eagle. Sam, what's it about?
It's called A Salute to All Nations, but mostly America.
Great. So it's going to be a swell demonstration, and at no time will we be stooping to any cheap 3D tricks.
Did you say cheap 3D tricks? And here's something I wanted to spring on you.
Walmart, it's that dumb bear again. Yeah.
Hey, bear, you're not even funny in 3D.
Oh, not you guys. How did you get here?
We entered a contest.
Yeah, we lost.
Oh, yeah? Well, my new 3D act's gonna shower you all with... Waka waka!
Better luck next time, Fozzie. Okay? And now, if you'll come this way, I can show you our secret laboratory. You see, we invited distinguished scientists from all over the world to come and work here. Unfortunately, none of them showed up. So instead, I'd like to introduce you to the guys who invented Muppet Vision, and they can show you some of their... right now, I'd like to turn you over to Dr. Bunsen Honeydew and his assistant, Beaker.
Well, thank you, Mr. Kermit. Today, let's look at the advancements we've been working on for Muppet Vision. Beaker, would you turn on the machine? We at Muppet Labs have been able to grab hold of the future. The wheels of progress turn swiftly here as we strike upon ways to bring science safely to you. This user-friendly machine will now generate the first living 3D effect just by flicking a simple switch.
I'm Waldo, the spirit of 3D.
Thank you.
Hi there.
Ooh, cute outfit. Watch this. Don't you just hate it when your nose runs? You know, all these other people think I'm talking to them, but I'm really just talking to you.
Well, I think that'll be just about enough of Waldo, Beaker. You may deactivate.
What? You? What are you? Hey, watch it!
Oh dear, he won't deactivate. Ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing to worry about, but please keep your heads down.
Zonk.
I'm bouncing on people's heads.
Beaker, Beaker, activate the inflatomatic.
The what?
You... Hurry, Beaker, hurry.
Great. Now I can start my own football team.
Beaker, we'll have to try the vacuum muppet. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, for your own safety, please rest your armrest firmly.
Seems to have been temporarily sucked up, but now what is that?
Hey, come in. See, it's my new remote control banana cream pie. Huh?
Yeah.
Hey, come in. Watch this.
What? Ozzy, that's terrible.
You're right. Needs more sugar.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the first musical portion of our demonstration, we have Miss Piggy in a wonderful 3D number. That's you, penguins.
Shining bright above you. Soft breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dreamy little tree. Look in my eyes and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be.
And I'm running away.
Terrific! Let's go.
Okay.
Hey, Bean, what's up?
I'm going away. Forever.
Oh, great. Could you get me a sandwich? Would any of you people like anything? I mean, since he's going out, he could forever? Bean? Bean? Oh, Kermit? Kermit?
Yeah.
what an explosion!
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to apologize for our slight technical difficulties, but I do wish to assure you that no one was hurt, and this theater suffered only minor damage. So thank you very much for coming to see this demonstration of Muppet Vision technology, and enjoy the rest of your stay, and come see us again sometime.
Another great memory, guys. Thank you, Jessica, for requesting it. If you'd like to request a memory to visit, send me an email to requests@www-memories.net. For more information and photos of Muppet Vision 3D, as well as the many other Disney World attractions, please visit my website. From the podcast link on the website, you can download older memories, read show notes, leave me comments, and maybe donate to the Memory Archive Recovery Fund I talk about in Episode 18A. Also, I'd love to hear from you, so if you'd like to give me some feedback directly about this or other episodes, email me at podcast@wdw-memories.net. And if you take a second to leave me some feedback on iTunes, that would be great. And don't forget to send me a friend invite on DizFriends or check us out on Facebook. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in two... Now, I'm not going to say that. As we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye!